Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend with us, too, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Fierkauer is here. He's the president of Houston-based Jetco Delivery, which provides trucking and freight services along the Gulf Coast area. He purchased this company, has grown it to a great success. He's been in the industry, in the trucking industry and other forms for a while. He has a new book out called Driving to Perfection: Achieving Business Excellence by Creating a Vibrant Culture. And he's our new friend, Brian Fierkauer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
You are, yes.
All right. So I'm glad you're here. In your book, you talk about a vibrant company culture. I'd just be happy your small business owners would recognize they have a culture, let alone a vibrant culture. What do you think?
Well, I think the vibrant culture comes from the day-in, day-out effort of us as the business owners, us as the leaders, focusing on building that culture, pulling harder than anybody else, and understanding the importance of culture to our own employees, but to our customers. I mean,
but Brian, culture, hold on. Let me slow you down just a little bit.
Sure.
You're making excellent points, but I want to go back and talk to the person for a moment who's saying culture. What culture? I just own a business. I'm the owner. These people come to work for me. I have customers. We buy and sell, and you know, divide it up at the end. What's a culture? How would a person who has never thought about their business having a culture, how would they do a 360 spin around their business and identify what their culture is?
I think internally and externally. I think you could easily go look at other companies that impress you with their culture.
Right. What would be some of those markers?
Some of the markers of an excellent culture?
Mm-hmm.
To me, empowered employees, a team that knows exactly what to do. In other words, culture is about people and process. It's not something that happens where, you know, one day it's a different result than another. We follow one process on Monday and a different process Tuesday. The culture is just simply behaviors, people, process, acting in alignment all the time. And it's something your customers see. I mean, it is your secret ingredient. As a small business owner, that's why I know this is so important.
Mm-hmm. So you're tying culture to performance, aren't you?
There's an absolute link. The story I like to tell is when I began my career, it was in the recycling business. We were selling our products for 20-30% more than the competitor down the street. Now you're talking about bales of cardboard here. There's no secret ingredient. But what I came to learn after studying it a little bit is that integrity was the core value. If we promised you a shipment of a certain grade and a certain quantity, you got it. Customers paid a premium, not so much for the cardboard, but for the peace of mind, knowing that they were dealing with a company that said, if we said it, we were going to do it.
And if the CEO said it, the truck driver was empowered to do it without having to check back with the CEO.
Yeah. In our industry,
isn't that a big part of the culture? Empowerment.
Empowerment. It's a huge part of the culture. You've got to let your people know that they're empowered to do their job. And guess what? They're not going to get it right all the time. And if somebody makes a mistake, there can't be any fear of retribution.
Right.
There can be a conversation.
There actually has to be the expectation of redemption, doesn't it?
There does. Because you can have a bad culture too. If you have a culture of fear, nobody's going to take a risk. Nobody's going to want to get in trouble. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to want to make a decision. So you,
and that's when you have the other kind of culture. Isn't it important, Brian, to point out that you have a culture in your business? The question is, what kind of culture do you have? Do you have a productive, healthy, vibrant culture, as you used to talk about, or do you have a dysfunctional, unhappy culture? What do you think?
Oh, I couldn't agree more, Jim. I think it's a great point. You have a culture. I mean, this is nothing that you've decided to do or not do. The culture is there. It's a matter of what kind of culture is it. Now, you may have a healthy culture in place and haven't put a lot of effort into that, and you can bring that company to a whole new level by putting more effort on the culture, but you may have a dysfunctional culture, people behaving in silos, a lack of accountability, complacency, things that we as small business leaders have to chase out of our organizations before they bring us down.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely, and this is what you have to look for, folks. These are the things that Brian's talking about that you have to look for in your organization. Are your people having to come to you for every little decisions? Maybe you're not able to get your work done because every time you turn around, somebody's asking you how to do their job. Well, that's a problem. That's a cultural problem that starts at the top, doesn't it?
It absolutely starts at the top, and generally what that means is we haven't empowered our people to act on their own. And, there are people that like to have every decision hit their desk, but I would argue that type of scenario would be very hard for you to grow your business, very hard for you to do your job as a president or senior manager of the business if you're doing work that somebody else ought to be doing and making decisions somebody else ought to be doing.
Right. And it also could mean, Brian, that you haven't hired the right people. Which comes back to the original the statement I made just a second ago is if you haven't hired the right people, then that means that you weren't thinking about culture when you hired someone. You just thought about someone that would work for you and would do your bidding, so to speak. And you might have to go back and completely retool your organization if you want to get a vibrant culture. What do you think?
Yeah, and it may be that we hired the right person at the time, but the needs and demands of our business grew, and maybe outstripped that person.
Right.
The other thing, this is critical. We may have technically good people who aren't behaving in alignment with our culture. That presents a real challenge.
Can those people be redeemed?
Some can, some can't.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back after these messages. We're going to talk about employee performance reviews and whether they work and how to make them work. The book is called Driving to Perfection by Brian Fielkow, F-I-E-L-K-O-W. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.